Blog Talk Radio.
Graffiti around the BG paintings, fuck you saw. I'm black man, black man.
Black man, black man. Look, it ain't no fake. Black man shot down, it ain't love, it's hate. My nigga, you try to tell me what's straight, nigga. Try to demonstrate, nigga. Don't regulate my nigga. Hold on, let me set the record straight. For a nigga like me, man, I don't love to hate. I'm only living one love, nigga. Black king, black king. Nigga for a proud nigga, ain't no dream. No reality is a motherfucking mother. Try to know me inside, but what you doing? In the dust, no. Something like the rest, they be down in the system. Well, I don't really give a fuck about the system. Hell, fuck the government, fuck everything your name. Fuck your white Jesus, fuck everything you claim. I put on black everything, nigga. Come through the streets and I spray paint, nigga. Shoulda had a gun in your hand, Trayvon. Shoulda had a gun in your hand, Mike Brown. Nah, that's another black man shot down. Nobody really gave a fuck about the gun sound. You gotta keep spinning like the world. Yeah, you don't love nobody, better love yourself. Stand up for the black kings, man. Black man, black everything.
This whole police brutality, Black Lives Matter thing is really kicking it up a notch. I just woke up to find out that 11 cops were shot in Dallas, 5 of them dead, at the end of a protest against police brutality. They're saying that 5 cops are dead and so on. Also, more story coming out as far as, the Baton Rouge DA says that the cops from Baton Rouge feel justified in shooting Alton Sterling. And now they're bringing up Alton Sterling's past and his what he's done in the past as justification for the shooting, where honestly, what you've done yesterday, 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago, has no justifications on actions that are taken today. People are crying out foul and this, that, and the third, but if we understand the system correctly, I mean, we've seen it operate, we've seen it function, we've seen its policies and procedures, we know its course of action in incidents like this where a policeman is involved in a shooting of an unarmed black man or an armed black man, period. And the presumed story of the day is that the individual at first was doing nothing wrong. The cop was just trigger happy. And then next thing you know, they want to start putting out a backstory for the victim. Like, well, the victim was this, the victim did that. Earlier in the day, the victim did this and so on. And it's like, well, I mean, so the cop was justified, blah, 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 blah. Now, we know this procedures. We know this process. We know it happens all the time. Why are we still surprised when they put that information out there? Why are we still susceptible to BS programming when we know what's coming? Why do we still have to look to to these people for information on what's going on, and then buy the information that they give us and then sit there and speculate and criticize instead of just go out and do our own thing. Why? That's the question we need to be asking. Instead of asking why are they slandering Alton Sterling in the media, instead of asking why are they digging up his old mugshot, instead of asking why are they digging in his past to try and make him look dirty to justify a shooting, why are we not taking care of the shooting instead? You know that? I mean, because honestly, we already see that's the problem with us. We want people to sit down. We want to sit down and let people do everything for us because we are so used to having people provide for us, help us, save us, do for us, this for us. We got to get out of that mindset. We got to get out of that mentality. We have to get out of that. And it's crazy, but you can't live like that. You can't operate like that. You can't function like that. You have to get out of that mentality. Stand on your own. Do for self. Unite with self. And move forward with self. End of story. So when we see that they're going to start slandering the victim's name in the media, we should already see that coming. We do already know it's coming, but somehow we're still shocked. Somehow we still want to cry foul. Somehow we still feel like we got to say something so they stop or that it happens less. Come on, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. What needs to happen, what you need to do for yourself is get past that, knowing that they're going to do that anyway, and you know with enough pressure or enough public outcry, they're going to eventually charge the officer. But a charge does not equal a conviction. So many times, they bring these officers to the stand. They bring these officers to the guillotine, and they ask them, why should you be saved? Why should we not cut off your head? They tell their story and not clear, free of charges. How many times does that happen to a black man? How many times did it happen to a black man? Can you just go up there and say, hey, well, this is how it went down, and they just take it as gospel and move on? And you're free to go. It doesn't happen that way. And especially it doesn't happen when you say, well, you didn't intend to. You didn't have bad intentions. You intended something good. But unless your name is Hillary fucking Clinton, that doesn't mean anything. But hey, I don't know what I'm talking about. In the meantime, a black man, a mixed breed, I don't even give him a black man, a mixed breed is ending his tour of the White House while there's an uptick in black men dying at the hands of the state. So, Umar Johnson, say what you want about Dr. Umar Johnson. He pinpointed this 10 years ago, before Obama even made it into office. He said if the black man got into office, what would happen? He said what would happen if the black man made a double term, what would happen? He said what would happen at the end of the black man's term. And look what's happening. So say what you want, but Umar information's factual. He may not be the most presentable person you want him to be. He may not be the most holy roly you may want him to be. But guess what? I don't care about all that fluff. What we need is substance. We need facts. We need truth. And Umar had it. Umar was on point. He's the only one to show that right now out. Show credible information. Backed by reality happening. So, yes. If we see what's going on, we see these things, we don't need to be surprised, we need to be shocked, we can stop yelling foul, stop crying wolf on social media when they put up their stories bashing the victim. We know it's coming, we already know that. It's no surprise. Move the fuck on. Don't even take it in. Move the fuck on. When they see that people not even paying attention to it, they're going to stop. All that is to sway public opinion, and if you let your opinion be swayed by their bullshit, they won. Stop letting these people control your mind, control your thoughts. Think for yourself. That's what they want all of you to be, drones. Drones. Why is everything on drones and automation? They want everybody to be drones. But hey, that's just my piece. I'm out.
God, right now, man.
smacked up fast, can't be a stack. And I sit back, same thing. When we say you gang bang, why you in the world trying to save him from the same thing? Cause the same picture in the same frame, bang bang. Another nigga down, put your cups on, bitch. Face down in the ground. Let it rain in the forecast, straight gray sky, baby. I never seen this shit. Let my back turn. Put the nigga this black as urn. Through the fire, only black as burn. Now I'ma keep spinning like the world turns. Black power every hour, let the candles burn. Every 28 days is black history. And my mama never said holidays were free. Hands up, don't shoot a nigga trying to breathe. Huey P. Eric gonna who next? Me, just the best of me. Four shots for the rest of me. Snapchat for the recipe. Garvey ain't no X to me. Rough fry bow X to we. The real Stevie B. Now who the cares? Fuck a nigga in Paris. Driving in pair for the police. And I won't leave on fire like emoji. Little Bo P. Hard dip. Pussy gon' see, pussy gon' speak. Hey!
If you want a nigga, come get it then. Then Mr. President, who deserves?